Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is the Cityite of Bristol, the great Care Varikas, and we'll also get into her husband. He kind of does some weird things with wood, but right now, it's all about Care and the Bristol Bazaar. Care, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be back.
So yeah, we spoke in the past, the Bristol Bazaar, it's blossoming, it's expanding. There's new things. You got Yellow King, you know, we got the holiday season, all these events and a gingerbread house contest, which is to die for. I'm loving the idea, trying to figure out how to get us involved here at WTIC. But I mean, things have just blossomed in a really good way for you guys.
Yeah, it has been an amazing year and a half. Every day I'm super grateful. I tell people all the time, they ask me how do you sleep? What do you do? And I'm like, oh, trust me, we sleep like babies every single night, but we put our heart and soul into this business. And we love everything. You know, we love working with our makers. We love our community. And we're always trying new ways and different ways to bring folks here to the store, but also to other businesses here in downtown Bristol.
And that's the thing, you're downtown. We talked about this a little bit before we got going. You know, downtown's going through a revolution of expanding, and it's coming back. It's not the Center Mall. That's okay in for certain sense, but you guys are just off downtown. They're doing a lot of work down there. It's by one of our great friends' places. JR has a bunch of places in that area. You guys are on 67 Race Street. So 67 Race Street, it's a little side street. Beautiful building you got there. And I mean, for you guys to be downtown and to bring people back to the center of Bristol, was that something you kind of looked forward to in the future? Like, was that a plan in yours?
It was. It was really important to us because we have our other business. Our wood shop is here, also in downtown Bristol. And we knew that when we were creating the name for our store, for the Bristol Bazaar, we wanted Bristol to be in the name. And then that obviously led to it must be located in Bristol. And we knew that there were rumblings of, you know, the rebuild coming downtown. And so we wanted a big enough space with a parking lot. So we couldn't be necessarily right on like that Main Street, North Main Street area. But we were very, very fortunate with our landlord carpenter companies that they had this space available and worked with us in every way possible to make our dreams come true.
And that's one thing. The space is very, I don't want to say, it's very eclectic, but in a good way. Like I said earlier, it's like a village within a village. Like you have this building, but when you go inside, all the different vendors that kind of theme out their area and the little carts. I mean, what are you guys up to now for vendors? And like, if people want to come in, how many things and stores, air quotes, are there inside of the one place?
So right now we're home to 75 small businesses, and that includes all of what we call our full-time vendors. So our larger spaces, tables, carts, storefronts, and our shelf vendors. So that includes everybody, and everybody's selling, you know, handmade items. And right now we are actually supporting makers from Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York. So we've expanded even since we spoke last year in terms of, you know, where our folks are coming from too.
That's awesome. I mean, I will take a step back, you know, the good old days, if you will, of COVID, and everyone kind of picked up a little bit of hobby and a craft. Like, did that help you guys in a way?
I think so. I think it was definitely a mix of that and the connections that, you know, Eric and I had made through our wood shop business, because we're makers too. And that's where a lot of our, you know, groundwork really came from. Our connections, our networking was going to these different shows, meeting people. We have, I mean, great friends that we met back at a show in Meriden in 2017, who we still keep in touch with and try, you know, our best to support them. And the maker world is very much like a family. Mm-hmm. and everybody is out there to support one another and help each other level up. And that's really what we're here to do.
And I mean, it's cool walking through there because, I mean, in people's minds, it's like, oh, it's just, you know, handmade items. But some of the beauty that is in these handmade items, I mean, the time and the love that go into these things, you can definitely see that when you're perusing the bazaar.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got such a variety of products. And, you know, just looking around, you know, we have someone who takes washcloths and truly transforms them into things like things that look like sushi or lollipops or beautiful flowers. We have drinkware, we have plants, we have jewelry that's all been hand wrapped with wire. I mean, we have a fresh bakery. Our baker brings in fresh baked goods every single day. So if you have a sweet tooth, definitely check out his space. We've got epoxy resin, woodworking, candles, birdseed wreaths, like you name it. There's truly something here for everybody. We have thousands of items. And now we're actually adorned in thousands of twinkling lights for our Winter Wonderland shopping experience.
That's the thing. I mean, we're about a month and change away, people. Like, everyone's looking this time, oh, I got to go shopping for my whatever. You know, what do I get them? They have everything. Well, this is the place you go to find what they don't have. Like, if you're looking for that special gift for that special someone, and you want a handmade item that's local, you can, you know, if there's an issue, God forbid, you can find the person that produced it. It's not a factory. Like, there's something to be said about buying something that's handmade and finding the person. You know, they might be there restocking the shelves while you're perusing, and you can talk to that person and understand what went into it and the love they went into making that item.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree anymore. What we see a lot with our customers is that they truly are enjoying not only the ambiance and the feeling, you know, the vibes of the Bristol Bazaar, but it is like the seeing, the touching, the smelling, you know, of all the different types of products. You know, it's different than shopping on Amazon. You do get that instant gratification, whereas Amazon, sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer now with shipping.
Mm-hmm.
But people truly enjoy learning too about all of our makers and what their story is, why they do what they do, how they do it. It is so different than, like you said, shopping online or the big box retailers.
And one of the things that's nice, you guys do those events. So those makers that are, you know, selling items, you can do said item or whatever their product is. You can do that with them. I mean, you guys have events all the time in your makerspace.
We do. We do. We have a really, really full schedule. This coming weekend, we have the Drunk Alpaca is actually doing a full pop-up in our think tank. So anybody who loves all their beer and cider snacks and pies should definitely come by on the 16th from 9 to 3. We have a cookie guest vendor. So she'll be with us on Sunday, November 17th. And then truly our schedule is really taking off from there. We've got ceramics classes coming up, knitting classes, cookie decorating classes, sushi making classes with the sushi class.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I feel like a broken record, but there is truly something for everyone. You do not need to come with a skill already in your pocket. You can come and learn from the ground up from the people who are here making those things for you to buy.
And that's the thing. That's so cool. I love that aspect that I've done a few of the events there. That sushi one is like on my calendar this year. I missed it last year. I couldn't make it. One of my kids loves sushi, so I want to do that class with him. And one of the big ones, the gingerbread house contest. Is this a new thing or tell me about this?
So this is super brand new this year. We just announced it last week. And this is our gingerbread house decorating contest where all the proceeds are going to go towards Toys for Tots. So we're also doing a physical toy donation drive here. We're working with AZ Roofing on that. So we are a toy drop like location for them. But we wanted to do a little bit more, go extra and find a way to involve the community. So what we're doing is the bazaar will provide you the actual base that you can work on. And then we have two categories. There's a for fun category and a business category. So it's $25 to join if you want to just do it for fun, or $50 if you want to join as a business. As a business, you get a little bit more in the advertising, and we'll put your logos places and stuff like that, hence that additional cost. But other than that, you can take your board home. You can decorate however you want. You provide your own material to actually build your house and bring it in. And then we will have all the houses on display during December 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then on the 13th will be the final judging. So they're going to have trophies. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're super excited just to find ways to give back again and include the community too.
That's cool. I love that. I totally have to get Brian, Matt, and the guys, and we have to do like a, you know, Brian and Company morning show one, or I'll have to do it. There's got to be something we can do, Care. I'll make sure that happens. And I mean, all the things we're talking about, it's Bristol Bazaar. The website is thebristolbazaar.com. There's a link up top for the Gingerbread House. We've, you know, the Traveling Bazaar, Yellow King Coffee and Cocktail, amazing place over there, the little cocktail bar. You know, and you guys have done one thing I do want to get into before we end is, it was a little bit a year ago, the state rebranded, state of Connecticut, mm-hmm. and they came to you guys. You know, tell me about that experience for you guys to be able to host the launching of the state rebranding for Making Things.
Even just you talking about it gives me chills. It was such an honor to be, just approached for such an opportunity. And because, you know, the state was going with the Make It Here campaign. They had heard about us kind of through the grapevine with the city of Bristol, and they reached out and we were connected and they came. We gave them a tour of the space, talked about, you know, who we are, what we do. And it just seemed like such a wonderful immediate connection. We had the governor here, the lieutenant governor, the media that came were just so wonderful. And it just worked. And our relationship has continued since then. We work very closely with Anthony, who's the chief marketing officer for the state of Connecticut. And they asked us to partner with them this past year up at the Big E, which was a huge, amazing undertaking. And again, another great experience. And we made great connections. We hosted the space for the entirety of the Big E, and we were able to sell Connecticut merchandise, which they had not done before, and also highlight 38 of our own makers. So we are in exciting conversations for the potential to do something very similar next year, which we're, again, very grateful for.
That's awesome. I mean, with Yellow King coming, you guys did the Traveling Bazaar last year. And, you know, I'm looking at the Bristol Bazaar is taking the show on the road. You know, the future dates for 2025, you'll have those on the website. That's a cool, that's cool. I don't know what else to say, but that's just cool.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a really fun year. We wanted to try, again, to find different ways to showcase our makers, meet new makers, and spread the word about what we're doing here at the Bazaar. Because, again, there's so many people that don't know we're here yet, and our goal is to let them know we're here and show them what we're doing. And we even went up to Boston this past year and held a show up at Harpoon. So we're always looking for new and different ways to showcase our people and, I don't know, just spread the word.
That's cool. And so one thing, you know, I'm definitely over in time, but I'll make this work. One of the things, I mean, you and your husband started Dusty Dudes Woodworking. Like, how was the transition for you guys to go, okay, we're making things, we have a client base, and now we're just blowing up to this whole building where we're going to host other makers? Like, the adrenaline rush when that became a thing had to be pretty cool.
It was. So the Bristol Bazaar is heavily ARPA funded through the city of Bristol. And so we always like to, you know, give many thanks for that. And I will never forget, I was at the last ARPA meeting where they were doing the, final approvals and awards kind of funding. And Eric was down, was traveling at the time. So he was kind of like on hold on the phone waiting. And after it happened, I remember sitting in the car and I called him and I was like, I can't believe that we are going to own two businesses. Who? I never in my life dreamed of being a business owner or an entrepreneur of any sorts. And it kind of just makes you stop and pause and really think. And then you just kind of hit the gas full throttle and you just make it happen. And I'm still so grateful. I guess it's kind of my word this year is that I'm grateful for, you know, the support that we've had and with both businesses. And We continue to grow with Dusty Dude. We have more exciting news coming with Dusty Dude in the new year, which I can't wait to share. So that's going to be great. And it's, you know, it's a whirlwind. Every day is so different and we love it. We love being able to do what we do. And hopefully we'll be able to get to do more.
And that's one thing, you know, I still, you know, do a little bit of woodworking. My son's going to EC Goodwin in New Britain for carpentry. And there's just something when you're a maker that get gratification when you're done with a project and you can hold it and you can like your visualization came to fruition. And there's something to be said. And until you make something, and even if the flaws and all, there's just something that gratification just can't be had anywhere else. So for you to host people that feeling every day for them to create something and bring it in and have the clientele that comes in and wants that. And that's mm-hmm. You can see it on both ends. So that's gotta be pretty spectacular.
It is. It truly is. And it is a good point. It's something that it's what we love to do. We were looking for an outlet like this as makers with our wood business. And it's just tremendous to see the amount of interest and support that we've gotten from the maker community, again, from Connecticut and beyond. I do a lot of small business coaching too for our makers to help them really level up their businesses. And we talk through business plans and product packaging and marketing strategy. So there's a lot that goes into things behind the scenes for these folks too, that, you know, after they make the things, they don't necessarily think through the business side, or they need help, or they just have questions. So we also provide a lot of guidance with that too.
That's awesome. So if people want more information, it's thebristolbazaar.com. Take a look at the upcoming calendar of all the things coming on. Like Kerr said, there's the candle making class. You got some holiday sock making, the coveted sushi making class. I mean, literally we're going from sushi to socks and snowmen. I love this. I love it. There's just so many things. I mean, people are so creative. And like I said earlier, I think that's, you know, one silver lining I can take out of COVID is people realize that they can be a lot more creative when they put their mind to it than they thought. And it releases some endorphins. It's fun. It's relaxing. There's just something to be said about making things. So if you want to make something, you don't know how to do it, check out the Bristol Bazaar. Kerr, her husband Eric, all the different vendors, I'm sure would love to talk to you and help you out. You know, take a look at their classes, make a gingerbread house, do it for fun, do it for family, and just do it for the good times to be had. So Kerr, thank you for joining me this morning. It's great things like this in Bristol that are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.